Newstalk931.com and register to win an Amazon.
Echo, echo, echo.
WACV Cusada. Newstalk 93.1 FM.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. An American woman and her Canadian husband captured in Afghanistan 5 years ago are released in Pakistan along with three children born in captivity.
The administration has been negotiating. It started back in the Obama administration when the family was first taken captive. Efforts were complicated when the U.S. military killed the leader of the Taliban, Mullah Mansour, a year ago in Pakistan.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. With Congress unable to get it repealed, President Trump has his own plan for people to get around Obamacare.
The president is preparing to sign an executive order this morning that will allow Americans to buy health care plans that bypass requirements under the Affordable Care Act.
We're going to have great health care, cross state lines. People can buy it. Will cost the government nothing.
Critics say relaxing standards for health care plans will destabilize insurance marketplaces.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C. Fox News. We report. You decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We get a little break from the intense humidity today. Mostly sunny, not as humid. High temperature up to about 87. Generally clear tonight and somewhat cooler, overnight low 63. Tomorrow, sunshine dominates with a high around 89, low tomorrow night in the mid-60s. And then on Saturday, high around 86, should be dry. Sunday, there could be an isolated shower in the area somewhere, high in the mid-80s. Then slight chance of a shower Monday as the real deal cold front moves into the state. Nice air behind that. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes, 10-day forecast, hourly forecast, and more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Police are investigating a robbery of a man in the 9100 block of East Chase Parkway. The victim was not injured. As far as we know, police have released no other info on this robbery or the business parking lot where it occurred. Jesse Madison Halton, now he's the teen that shot his mother and father allegedly in the head at their home September 11th of last year. He's been in the Elmore County Detention Facility ever since he was arrested. Well, the Elmore County Grand Jury has indicted Halton on those deaths. Halton's lawyer, Tom Azar, maintains his innocence. And the former chief of the Deatsville Volunteer Fire Department getting a plea deal for setting three fires in Elmore County. As a part of the deal, he will do no jail time. He will also have no affiliation with any other fire department for the rest of his life and will undergo counseling. That's a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J.
Would you like to win an Amazon Echo from Blue Water Broadcasting? I can help you with that. Here's the latest name in the name game.
Rick Helms. You're the next name in the name game. You have the rest of this hour to call 377-ECHO to win your own Amazon Echo. Rick Helms. Call us now at 377-ECHO and win.
Register for the name game at our website and keep listening to win a free Amazon Echo from Gulf Coast Supply, McGriff Paint and Auto Body, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years. So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know the CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models. And we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we service what we sell.
Enjoy an afternoon of wine on the water at the 8th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival Saturday, October 21st from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Montgomery's Riverfront Park. Sample a great selection of wines from local and international wineries while enjoying live music by local favorites Cockeyed Camel and great food with on-site food vendors. Your tasting also includes a commemorative glass with a wine bag, baguette, and wine list. Tickets are only $30. For more info, go to funofmontgomery.com or call 334-625-2100. Sponsored by Montgomery Subaru, Guardian Credit Union, Renaissance Hotel and Spa Montgomery, WSFA, and Wind Creek Montgomery.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Minutes after 9 o'clock, we have in the studio with us the inimitable 84.
Yes, the 84 show is back on. I've enjoyed my 5-day weekend.
I was gonna say, were you on vacation?
Being the headliner, Columbus Day, you get a 5-day weekend.
I did not know that.
And you know, dang, Baron, you just did yeoman's work. I mean, you're a great producer, but you're not bad, you know, hosting the radio show when I can't be in.
Well, I tell you what, I really appreciate that. I really appreciate that. You know, after...
You're going to get your own show one day.
I hope so. I hope so. I would just absolutely love it. Jack Campbell, of course, off today, as he is each and every Thursday. The 84 show rolls on with a news and views flair to this morning, with a news and views flair. Anyway, we have... I was telling 84 before we came on the air. We have so much news. I stopped printing it all off. Now I do want to say one thing. I want to point everyone to my Facebook page for just a moment, because I got like 10 people texting and calling yesterday saying, "Where can I find information on where Deborah Coffey was on the air yesterday?" Apparently, they really liked that second hour with Deborah Coffey. I put a link to the podcast up there, not just to that hour, but to all of our podcasts, not just to this show, but to the entire 13-hour lineups podcast, and not only that, to the weekend shows, to Terry Adams' show from 6 to 9, to Jay Scott's show from 4 to 6. So you have, and I mean, everything's there. You have more access to more podcasts. You can listen to more News Talk 93.1 FM WACV than you could possibly shake a stick at.
Yeah.
It's all there.
I do it all the time.
I do too, actually.
Because you do, you miss from time to time, and you just throw something up there and see what you missed.
Absolutely. You know, I went back this morning. Actually, I used this podcast system this morning. I caught some of Joey's show yesterday with Nate, and I went back and listened this morning to the rest of it while I was getting ready. Got up, put it on, you know, scared the dog. Dog didn't know what was going on. Why are you listening to Joey Clark and Nate? No, the dog loved it. She ran around in circles, actually, when she heard it come on. But, so it's all there. It's a very convenient thing. Everybody can use it. So if you want to get on it, jump on the Facebook page. Spell my name correctly. I don't know. I've not looked for another Baron Coleman with two R's. My guess is if you spell your name with two R's, tendency to be a psychopath, maybe a serial killer. You probably don't want to be that guy's friend. So make sure it's Baron with one R.
Dude, the president's son spells his name with two R's.
He is the exception that proves the rule, 84. The exception that proves the rule. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. 272-9228. That will land you squarely on the radio. I selfishly want to mention something here real quick. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. And people think I'm hard on the Pike Road school system from time to time. And it's been known to happen.
And you are.
I am from time to time. But the Pike Road school system...
They earned it, though.
They have, over the years, earned it a little bit. They've agreed to purchase Georgia Washington Middle School. And the only reason I want to mention this is... I pitched this idea like 5 or 6 years ago when they were talking about opening a school system, and they just had to have a brand new school in the waters. Oh, we were not going to, unless we have a brand new school in the waters that costs millions and millions of dollars, we're not going to be satisfied. We're not going to put our kids in a busted down, old, broken down George Washington.
You're talking about the school that they built and then developed that real nice neighborhood subdivision right in front of
right in the front
it.
Yard? Yeah, that one.
And
but anyway.
I mean, I don't know. I would just be curious to know who owned that land.
I will tell you off air. It's a loving story. It's a very lovely story. But
that's what I hear.
There were two. You know, it's kind of a J-shaped piece of land.
Yeah.
The way it is. I mean, it sits up inside
it does.
Of a J-shaped.
It's got like a hook to it.
Lovely, though. Very lovely. It's a J-shaped, lovely piece of land. But there were two. There were two obvious locations for a Pike Road school. One is the old Pike Road school that has now been purchased and renovated. And is housing, I think, 7th to 10th grade. The other obvious one was Georgia Washington, which is right there in Pike Road. There were several people who were running for office in 2012 that proposed buying exactly one or both of those locations to start the school system. And everybody said, there's no way we're going to put our little preciouses in Pike Road into those dumps of schools. Well,
to the dump we go.
Yeah, it's like I got a time machine. You know, Donald Trump let me borrow his time machine for a minute, so I was able to get in there and see.
And they're building in, tell me if I'm wrong about this, they're building the sports complex out on the Trotman land on
that's
over there on Trotman Road.
That's the idea. I don't know.
They're doing something out there.
Are they moving dirt around?
They are moving up.
Okay.
Bunch of dirt out there.
I've not been by there in a while. That was the idea. That was the plan. There was going to be softball fields and baseball fields and soccer fields and football fields. And
good Lord, the school's as spread out as the dang town is.
Yeah.
Or the city.
Well, like, you know, anyway, I don't want to beat up too much on Pike Road. I've got an investment in Pike Road, but at the same time, you know, I call it like I see it. That's the only thing I wanted to mention about Pike Road, though. 272-9228 is our number. Let me tell you about something that I found very weird as a lawyer. This guy has a great lawyer. Tom Azar is a fantastic lawyer. So maybe what this weirdness is attributed to good lawyering. There was an Elmore County teen. We covered this on the show when it happened. His name is what's his name? Jesse Holton, but he goes by Madison, I think. Anyway, Jesse Madison Holton shot and killed Michael and April Holton, allegedly. That was the story that was on the news, that Jesse Madison Holton shot and killed Michael and April Holton. This was on September 11th of last year, so a little over a year ago. He was indicted yesterday, and the strangest thing I've ever seen, he was indicted for one of the murders, not both. And as the lawyer in me perked my head up and thought, how is that even possible? You know, it's a double homicide. Are you suggesting, does the evidence suggest there was a second person present? Does the evidence suggest that maybe one of the two people he shot and killed shot the other first? I cannot, think about it. Just, you know, just use your brain. You're on a jury, they present this evidence, and they say, we believe there's probable cause to believe he killed one of them, but not the other. How do you reach that conclusion? I don't understand how you could possibly reach that conclusion. I read the story. There wasn't much to it. I mean, I just saw it at WSFA. It said following a year of unrest surrounding the evidence, they lowered his bond to $300,000. And then roughly 1 year later, an Elmore County grand jury indicted Holton for the death of his father and no-billed the charge for his mother. Which to me suggests that the evidence either suggested that someone else killed the mother or the father killed the mother. And to me, if the father kills the mother and the son kills the father, we're kind of even Steven. Let the son go, you know?
Yeah. Unless there was like some tainted evidence or something.
I don't know. This is a weird, weird case. Obviously, with the Grand Jury Secrecy Act in the state of Alabama, we won't know until trial or until some of the pretrial motions. We won't know exactly some of the things that were going on. But I'm always interested in following cases like this. Obviously, his attorney, Tom Azar, who's an excellent attorney around here, maintains his client innocent, believes the indictment speaks to the lack of evidence, and here's what is his quote. The state will have great difficulty proving their case. I tend to agree. If you can't indict him on the death of the mother, but you can the father, there's some sort of defect in the case. I don't know what it is, but there's some sort of defect in that case. All right. I'm trying to avoid talking about the Boy Scouts. That's what I don't. Did you see what happened to the Boy Scouts?
Mm-mm.
They're now the Boy and Girl Scouts.
Hell yes, I did.
And I didn't want to
Good Lord have mercy.
I'm trying to avoid it.
The country's going to hell, Baron.
I was in the Boy Scouts
just
for like 2 weeks.
Just put them all in dresses. Just put everybody in dresses.
I was in the Boy Scout for like 2 weeks.
Stop playing football. Badminton will be the official sport of this country.
Badminton's a fun little sport.
Well, you can get rowdy around my house now. I mean, we can make anything rowdy.
Depends on how much beer you drink. Badminton can be a lot of fun. Not exactly in the Olympic style, but anyway, let's take some phone calls before we head to a break. Who is this?
Hey, guys. It's Bill.
Hey, Bill. What's
Bill.
You were talking about the case in Elmore County.
Yeah.
Was that where the 15- or 16-year-old son supposedly did the killing?
Yeah, I don't know if he was 15 or 16, but he was young, yeah.
Yeah. One of the ladies that works in my office actually knew that couple. And okay. I think I got my facts right. It's been a while since we talked about it. But if I'm not mistaken, one of the sons actually works for the sheriff's department, maybe? And he was saying that he did not feel like his brother had actually committed the shooting. And one of the other sons was siding more with the district attorney. So there's a lot about that case that that is very confusing. For two brothers to be such opposing sides of that, it kind of makes you wonder what the real story is. I'm just curious, can you get case transcripts easily on something like that?
On an active investigation? No.
Mm-mm. No, but on a court case.
After the trial?
I'm assuming.
No, the only thing that's happened right now in court is the grand jury. And you cannot get grand jury transcripts. Those are kind of sacrosanct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was, I've never been involved in a grand jury case or anything.
Count yourself lucky.
I was curious as to how it worked.
Don't find yourself in that situation and you'll have a better life, I promise.
You sleep better.
Yeah.
You sleep much better.
All right, Bill, I got to run to a break. Thanks. 2729228. Those were tears of sadness being covered up by laughter. Stay out of a grand jury situation. Everything goes better. All right, guys. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. We have 84 in the studio. I do want to mention this Boy Scout deal because I'm very confused by it. Because I was under the impression there was a Girl Scouts for girls and a Boy Scouts for boys. I don't know how it works anymore. We'll be back. 2729228.
Philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
20% off. 20% off. Take up to 20% off every select new car, truck, and SUV on our lot at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery. So don't miss out. We're taking up to 20% off MSRP on every, and we mean every, select new 2017 Dodge Chrysler and Jeep. We're even taking 20% off new 2017 Ram trucks, like a new 2017 Ram 1500. Lease just $299 per month. Plus, our lenders can get just about anyone approved. And Brubaker will take any trade-in, regardless of year, make, model, or how much you owe. Remember, all that matters is what you pay. And you pay less at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Every select new 2017 car, truck, and SUV. Now up to 20% off MSRP during Ram Power Days at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville and the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery. Or online at Brubaker.com.
Qualified license, 36-month base, 10,000 miles per year. Security deposit waived, $299 at inception, plus tax, tag, title, doc, destination, and acquisition fees. All rebates to dealer. Negative equity may be refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Hey, everybody. Troll Pal
call Sky Mosley, reminding you not to call David Ernest if you trust the government $19 trillion in debt to provide for your retirement. That's right. Also, don't call David at Ernest Financial if you prefer to pay all the taxes the government allows.
Hello, this is David Ernest of Ernest Financial, inviting you to join me for a free, no-obligation consultation. With over 30 years' experience in all areas of financial planning, no problem is too big or too small. Just call me at 334-279-7431 to set up your appointment. Retirement planning, Social Security, wealth management, taxes, whatever your issue may be. Help is just a phone call away. That's 334-279-7431. I'm David Ernest, and I look forward to serving you with all your financial needs.
If you are considering selling some land or a buyer looking to invest in a quality tract of land, call David Harrell at the Southern Land Brokers.
This is David Harrell with the Southern Land Brokers, and I'd like to personally thank all of our friends and clients for their support and dedication to this company.
Buying or selling land, call the Southern Land Brokers, 334-224-9520. That's 224-9520. The Southern Land Brokers, the company that puts integrity first.
I'm Alexa. Would you like to win an Amazon Echo from Blue Water Broadcasting?
Blue Water Broadcasting is teaming up with McGriff Paint and Auto Body to give away the Amazon Echo.
We'll be playing the name game.
Log on to our station website and submit your full name. We'll randomly draw one winner and announce their name.
You have the rest of that hour to call in and claim your Amazon Echo.
McGriff Paint and Auto Body Service, keeping the River Region going since 1949.
Play the name game to win a free Amazon Echo from McGriff Paint and Auto Body Service in Blue Water Broadcasting.
Hey! Been trying to meet you. Hey, must be a devil between us.
All right, guys, welcome back into News and Views, 23 minutes after 9 o'clock. A little Pixies action on a Thursday morning. You can't go wrong with that. I already said that. 23 minutes after 9 o'clock. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. 272-9228. I want to tell you about the promo we're running, the Amazon Echo promo. We're getting winners just about every day. Actually, we are getting winners every day. The way it works, here's what happens. For the entire month of October, all you have to do is go to the website, newstalk931.com. You register your name to win a free Amazon Echo. And we will call a new name over the air every day during the 9 o'clock hour. And if you hear your name called, you have the rest of the hour to call us at 377-ECHO, E-C-H-O, 377-ECHO, to claim your Amazon Echo. If not, we'll continue the next name every other hour until there's a winner. We're doing this the entire month of October, and we want to thank our special partners in this, Gulf Coast Supply Manufacturing. They are Complete Metal Roofing Solutions. Opening this month on Plantation Way in Montgomery. They've been serving roofers for over 20 years with four locations in Montgomery currently, and they're the leader in innovative metal roofing design, manufacture, and supply. They offer over 40 color options and 9 metal panel profiles. Start to finish, Metal Roofing Solutions. Give Gulf Coast Supply and Manufacturing a call, 888-393-0335. Also, sponsored by McGriff Paint and Auto. Walt McGriff and his team have been at McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service. Have been keeping the River Region going since 1949. So any auto needs you have, call McGriff at 264-3453 or go see Walt McGriff on Bell Street, right across from Maxwell Air Force Base. 84 joins us in the studio for the 84 show, for the News and Views. Toppy, huh? Hold on. We're going to take a brief moment so we can say something off air. Yeah, no, we're not going to. That's the thing. I can't say that. Anyone who knows much about my family knows that was a weird promo. All right, let's go do this. 272-9228 is the telephone number if you want to get in. 272-9228. It's 25 minutes after 9 o'clock and 84. Were you ever a Boy Scout?
I was not a Boy Scout.
I was, I think, for like 2 weeks. I remember going to the Catholic Church at the end of the street and going to a meeting and getting a uniform. And I do believe I went to one or maybe two meetings of the Cub Scouts, but it just didn't stick. You know,
I had two of my girls were Girl Scouts.
Yeah. Well, now your girls can be Boy Scouts.
Do they call the girl Boy Scouts, or do they call them Z Scouts?
Zer Scouts. This is, without a doubt, dystopian. I mean, this is like reading a dystopian novel, looking into the future and saying,
I don't know what that word means, but I'm guessing it means messed up.
Yeah, sort of.
Well, with FCC rules, I can't say what it really means.
Yeah, no, that's probably about right. Here's how the story reads, the headline, "An Historic Shift Boy Scouts to Expand Girls' Participation." And I have nothing wrong with girls. I mean, go join the Girl Scouts. You know, I don't have a problem with it. I just think it's odd that you have an organization called Boy Scouts. For 100 years, it's been exclusively boys. And now you're breaking it down for girls. I mean, you're a private club. Do whatever the hell you want. Stop yielding to pressure. But here's what it says. In its latest momentous policy... In its latest momentous policy shift, the Boy Scouts of America will admit into the Cub Scouts girls starting next year and establish a new program for older girls based on the Boy Scout curriculum that enables them to aspire to the coveted Eagle Scout rank. Founded in 1910, yada, 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 yada. It says they've undergone major changes in the last 5 years, agreeing to accept openly gay youth members and adult volunteers, as well as transgender boys. Now, this is... What is it? All right.
So now we've got boys and girls going out camping together. What could possibly go wrong?
No, now they said they will not do mixed camping from age 14.
Oh, okay. Well, let them get 14 before they mix camp. Is that not bass ackwards?
Yes. That's what I was, when I read that, I thought, probably would it be safer to send me on a mixed camping at about age 8. Sir Boss said there would be continue to be a ban on mixed gender overnight outings for scouts age 11 to 14. But throw those 15-year-olds together. They'll be just fine.
Oh, that's
they'll be just fine. Of course, the Girl Scouts of the USA have criticized the initiative, saying it strains the century-old bond between the two organizations. I don't know whether this is true or not. Can boys join the Girl Scouts? Can you wear a dress and join the Girl Scouts? I don't know.
That's a good question. I mean, I don't know. If they're separate organizations, I guess the Scouts make their own rules.
They make
their
own
rules.
The
Boy Scouts make their own rules.
I just...
I would sure hope not.
Of all the things I thought I would wake up and read one day, girls in the Boy Scouts are not one of them. Again, I don't have a problem with girls. I love girls. I have two girls. Women are great.
I got three of them.
I got no problem with
actually,
girls.
Actually, I have four at the house.
My problem is Boy Scouts. It's the Boy Scouts. Dude stuff. Guys. Bros. Bras. Bras. You know?
God,
who is this? You're on the air.
How's it going? It's Derek.
Derek, what's on your mind?
Listen, I heard the announcement yesterday, and that's what happens when everyone gets a trophy. I mean, it's like you said, it's the Boy Scouts. Leave the boys to the Boy Scouts. Leave the girls to the Girl Scouts. If they want to do the same type of stuff, let them do the same type of stuff. But,
Well, I think it goes to this idea that, we're all about everybody's created equal. And I think we've taken that all the way to the point that we have to assume that being equal means even. Everybody's exactly the same, and we're not. We're different.
Can I say this, too? We're not all created equal.
We're created, man and woman.
Am I in the National Football League?
No.
Why?
Because you are a fat, slow, white dude.
Exactly.
That's why.
Exactly.
And you're not that tall.
Am I in the National Basketball Association?
You're too short.
Exactly.
And you can't dribble.
Were we created equal?
No.
Precisely.
God created us all individually for a reason.
That's exactly right. Hey, great call. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
272-9228. Who's
That's
this?
That's why I'm a swimsuit model and you're not.
Yeah.
Good morning. Just imagine all of the new merit badges.
All right, give me some examples.
Oh, I was going to let you guys run with that one.
I don't want to get fired.
Thanks.
All right, appreciate it. T-Spear.
T-Brett, I heard that this morning.
This will be an interesting call here.
Now, T-Spear so rarely calls with passion. You know, she's always so calm and reserved.
She is. She has the calmest demeanor of any. I mean, she makes Boomer T look like a kitten.
How are you?
Oh, I could rip Boomer T a new one, that's for sure. Never mind. Boomer T's a nice enough person.
Oh, absolutely.
Anyway, when I heard that this morning, it was kind of like, you have bloody got to be kidding me. Some mama now wants her daughter to be able to go into the Boy Scouts because they said no earlier. Well, here it is, honey. If you want your little girl to earn the same badge, merit badge, as the Boy Scouts, do the same work. I don't care. It's still in the Girl Scouts. You have Boy Scouts, you have Girl Scouts. Are we going to so de-emasculate our men to the point that we no longer have men?
Yes, that's the goal. That
I don't want a little boy.
Hey,
I don't want a little boy.
Here's my question. It's honestly and a sincere question, and I'm asking you this because I respect you, not to put you on the spot and make you feel weird.
Don't worry about it.
Every males and females have awkward periods from about age 9 to about 16, right?
No, 44, actually. Yeah, you're still going on.
You're unsure of yourself. Your body's changing. You've got hormonal things going on. I think it is an absolute travesty that someone can come in, not have to go through all that, and say, I know how you feel because I feel just like you. No, you don't. You did not go through the changes I went through, and I didn't go through the changes you went through. And to come in and try to steal my experience of what I went through as a child and as an adolescent and as a young adult, and you're trying to rob that, and you're going to walk in one day and say, I feel like a woman. I wore a dress. I mean, isn't that all you women do? I think it cheapens femininity, and it just
cheapens both sides.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it, but I've always bothered with that. I've always been bothered with that. But it's one thing for the Boy Scouts to say, if you dress up like a boy and call yourself a boy, I guess we'll let you in. It's another thing to just say, we'll just open it to anybody.
Well, I think the issue is they're wanting to open it to anybody, because my next thought was, the Boy Scouts have suddenly done this. Why are they wanting it? Well, they want the money. I'm going to put it out to you like this. The Girl Scouts have Girl Scout cookies. Every year, we all go out, I bust my can to make sure that I get my Girl Scout cookies, not just because I enjoy the cookies, but because I want to help my Girl Scout. I was Girl Scout. I want to be able to help the Girl Scout. At the same time, I had a son. And let me tell you what the Boy Scouts do for any kind of funds to help those Boy Scouts out. Basically, nothing. They beg. That is all they have in order to garner money.
Yeah.
So this is allowing the girls to come in and to get the funds from the Girl Scout troops is a way for the boys to be able to have some funding.
Well, I appreciate that. That's an excellent point, the funding thing. Thank you, T, for calling. The obvious answer to this is the Boy Scouts have absolutely been decimated the last few years because I used to really respect them. They have taken a stand.
They have caved to political correctness.
Every single time. And you notice the left always goes after our time-honored traditional organizations.
And they don't go after the Girl Scouts. They go after the Boy Scouts.
They go after the Boy Scouts. They go after churches. They go after families. They go after, you know, time-honored traditional organizations.
They go after men in general.
Yeah.
I mean, they just really do.
Well, and it's interesting.
Somebody needs to make the Boy Scouts great again.
I just wish the Boy Scouts had stood up on the early issues and just said, no,
And that's
part of it is you got to believe in God. You don't believe in God, you can't be a Boy Scout. You can go do a lot of things. You can go be a wonderful human, but this is an organization for people who believe in God. Nope, you can't be gay. You know, we're just not having it. And look, obviously, those who know this program well know we don't have a problem with gay people. But I also don't have a problem with an organization that's private that says, I want to do what I want to do. Stay out of it. Leave me alone. And if you don't like it, go found your own organization. We'll compete and see who wins.
And when you cave on that first thing, it starts that slippery slope. And once you give in once, then you're expected to give in on any time somebody complains.
Because then if you ever stand firm again,
you set the precedent of, you didn't stand firm on this, and why are you standing firm
on
this?
This issue must really mean something to you. The other one did not. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. 272-9228. My friends over at Mattress Firm want to hear from you. There are three locations right here in the River Region. They have a great, great sale going on right now. I think they said 16 mattresses under $699.99. It's time to outfit that old guest room. Now's the time to do it. They got, you know, half-off savings on a lot of stuff. Maybe you got a kid in college and they're sleeping on some busted-down mattress where they are. Hey, you can pick them up something nice, have it delivered the next day and all that. So go buy a mattress from their three locations. No excuse not to be there. High Point, not a High Point Shopping Center. In front of the High Point Shopping Center, though, Cottswood Road.
Yeah, right there on the corner.
On the Eastern Boulevard next to Lowe's or out at East Chase Mattress Firm. Save money, sleep happy. Ronnie, Jersey, Mark, and whoever I haven't screened yet online, too. Sit tight. You'll be
you know,
up in that
this
order.
This song reminds me of childhood memories.
To carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
It's nighttime at Airport Trailer, and once again, there's something happening out back. What is Pipsqueak up to this time?
Zippity-doo-dah! It's football time, and I'm going tailgating!
Boy, I say, boy, what kind of paint job you got there?
I want to go tailgating, so I painted up with a bunch of team logos so somebody will take me.
I see Bama, Auburn, Georgia, and Florida. You think that's going to work, boy?
His back feels in motion, but his brain just fumbled.
Yeah, I'm a wartime gator dog. Somebody from one of those teams is going to take me.
Boy, I say, boy, you better call Colso and see if ESPN has a gig for you. Great horny toads. He's lost it.
No matter who you're pulling for, make Airport Trailer part of your team. It's just about time to start moving the stock around. Airport Trailer Sales has the right CM trailer for the season. CM Livestock Trailers and CM Horse Trailers are on the lot now. Hunting season is just around the corner. Get your utility tuned up and get the boat trailer ready for storage. Shop the full line of CM products at Airport Trailer. Call 288-5785. Make your trailer come to life at Airport Trailer.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Behind that last front yesterday, we get a slight break today in that it won't be quite as humid. Today, mostly sunny with a high temperature up to about 87. Generally clear tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 63. That's not too bad. Tomorrow, sunshine dominates. High around 89. Tomorrow night's low in the mid-60s. Then on Saturday, should be a dry day with a high around 86. Lots of sun. On Sunday, could be an isolated shower somewhere in the area, mid-80s. Slight chance of a shower Monday as a front moves through. And boy, oh, boy, that is the cold front we are waiting for on Monday. Tuesday will be great. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack Mr. Magic Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock.
You hear that, Ronnie? We're playing you an intro song, buddy. What's on your mind, my friend?
Man, I don't like it. That break music. I can tell you that now. I can't even sit on the back porch and listen to something like that.
Oh, come on now, Ronnie. I've been on that back porch.
You can sit back there and listen to anything.
Now that I can't. Yeah. that'll get on my nerves.
How's woodcutting partner doing?
Oh, she's doing great.
She's doing okay?
Yeah, she's going back to work.
Well, good. Everything. Good.
But anyway, I was in the Boy Scouts, and we go on these camping trips up to Camp Tuckabatchee in Autauga County. That's the Boy Scout camp back in the day. And we get out there and chop wood. But, you know, when you're that age, 14, 13, them hormones is kicking in.
Now, would you have liked to had some girls in your Boy Scout troop, Ronnie,
about that age?
I don't think so.
It had trouble learning how to cut wood and stack it and make a fire.
Well, not only that, I'd probably be in a lawsuit because some little girl come up.
All right, that's enough. We got it. Our imaginations can take it from there, my friend.
And so I'd be in jail. Not in jail, but I'd be in thinking? Court.
Not chopping wood.
What is splitting it? Wood.
No, not splitting wood.
Busting wood.
There's another expression.
There's, you know,
it's on the tip of my tongue.
Your nickname is Southern Wood.
You should know yeah, this one.
Southern Wood.
But anyway, 84, give me a call. I lost your phone number.
Oh, okay, I will. I'll holler at you when we get off today, buddy.
All right.
I'll come by and see you. I started to stop by and see you last weekend, but I didn't.
Well, you should have. We was in the house binging on TV with all the rain and such. But anyway...
Ronnie, like it's always so good to hear your voice on the air. I hope you're doing well, buddy.
Well, I'm feeling better. It's a story behind it, but I'm feeling a whole lot better, and I'm doing a whole lot more.
Good.
Good.
Go Pack, go, Ronnie.
Well, y'all have a fine day.
Appreciate it.
Go out there and get your woodcutting partner and lay some wood down.
Yeah, lay some wood, Ronnie. Jersey Jr.,
hey, good morning, guys. I'm enjoying the 84 and Friends show.
Yeah, 84. Well, 84 is such a kind guest to have.
Thank you. Thank you, Junior. Thank you.
As a guest.
And the Biggie Smalls bumper music. But
That's exactly right. You know, the greatest hip-hop song ever recorded.
No, it's not.
What is it? You Can't Touch This by MC Hammer?
No. It Takes Two.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Okay, that aside.
Know where your mind is. Just the two of us in this studio, buddy. I ain't playing that.
All right, shut up, Ashley. I'm waiting on text. 20 seconds.
I read an article on this Boy Scout thing, and that kind of made some sense to me. It's all about the prestige of the Eagle Scouts, where it's a great, you know, resume stuffer where you can put that on there, and the girls don't have that, so therefore it gives the unfair advantage. That's why there was a lawsuit. And the BSA
why don't they go have an equivalent Eagle Scout with the Girl Scouts?
Exactly. Because they're reactionary, and they're afraid they're going to lose money in a lawsuit. So they said, okay, we're going to let the women in instead of making the Eagle Scout between both the Boy Scout and the Girl Scouts attainable by both. They decided we're going to let you into our organization and just demean the entire thing. I mean, it's ridiculous. Then they'll sue that they're called Boy Scouts. You know, it's got to be Scouts.
Oh, trust me. They'll have some gender neutral. They'll call it American Scouts or something at some point. But
yeah,
that might
ridiculous.
Be too xenophobic. They'll call it Worldwide Citizen Scouts.
Or maybe just Caitlyn Jenner Scouts.
Caitlyn Scouts, yeah. I right, appreciate you calling.
Yeah, that's what it is. All right, guys.
Thanks. 2729228. Mark?
Well, I got to just want to throw in on the Boy Scouts thing here. You know, girls have been in Boy Scouts for a few years now under the Venture Scout.
Okay.
I mean, I hadn't heard too many problems about that, but the big deal was that Boy Scouts in general has lost over 500,000 participants between 2015 and 2016. And I read that that was a big reason why they've done it, is that they're just trying to get their participation back up.
It very well could be. I'm looking up a Venture Scout. What is it? I'm not a big scouter.
Well, there's different kinds of scouting in Boy Scouts. There's Sea Scouts, there's Venture Scouts, and there's what everybody knows, Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts. Venture Scouts is kind of more outdoorsy than what Boy Scouts are. They do a lot more outdoorsy things.
So it's a separate organization, you're saying?
No, it's inside the Boy Scout organization. Yeah. It's just like a different subset of it. They don't do the normal meetings and things like that. They know their community service. They're more outdoor-oriented, so they can go camping more. More outdoor skills, learning, things of that nature.
Yeah, well, you're talking about numbers being down, though. Here's my question to them. Why can they not see that the reason that their numbers are down, or at least one major contributing factor to that, is they abandon their core principles?
Let me tell you,
when you do that, you're going to leave.
Every time someone gives into the left, they become a less the organization has a little less panache to it. Look at what Donald Trump has done to the National Football League. He refused to give in to the left. He challenged them, and now what? The commissioner's saying, all right, everybody, stand up. American values prevail. This is getting ridiculous. The opinion among Trump voters, the opinion in the NFL has gone from close to 70% favorable to 30% favorable. That is a 40% drop-off. 2 in 5 people have abandoned thinking good things about the NFL due to Donald Trump challenging it.
I don't
understand why people don't understand. When you stand up to the left, you win. You win. That's why Mitt Romney lost. That's why John McCain lost. Because they're...
They caved in.
They're a bunch of...
Exactly.
And if they weren't... You know, Donald Trump was out grabbing them. They were there being them. That's why he's the president. That's why they're not.
I agree with you 100% in reference to them bowing down to the left, especially when the gay scout leader thing happened a long time ago. But, in the statement released by the National Boy Scouts, this is more of they're trying to instill the values that Boy Scouts has on to young girls.
Yeah.
But...
All right. Yeah, they got Girl Scouts. They should reform the Girl Scouts they don't like. All right, thanks. 2729-228. If you want to get in, 2729-228. I got to tell you real quickly before we go to a break, because someone who would never put up with the silliness is my man Troy King. He's not going to put up with this. He's not worried about it. He doesn't focus on that because too busy practicing law. He may not even know about this yet. He's too busy practicing law. He was a fantastic attorney general. You talk about someone who didn't give in. There were so many people that said, Troy, you can't sue BP. Well, he sued BP and we got over $1 billion. Had he stayed there, we'd probably gotten $2 billion. Troy, you can't go after the pharmaceutical companies. They're big and they'll destroy you. Well, he sued the pharmaceutical companies and recovered hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars for the state of Alabama's medical program. Troy, you can't keep going after all these consumer organizations. Yes, you can. That's the kind of guy he is. He didn't put up with the silliness. He took it head on and he went after it. And he's still doing that today. He's no longer the attorney general of the state of Alabama, but he is a private practicing attorney. And he's taking that same can-do attitude, that same take-on-the-world attitude every single day he shows up. He's got a lunch pail attitude, a hard hat lunch pail attitude about the way he practices law. So give him a call, 215-4440, 215-4440. Troy King, right here in the city of Montgomery.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Thank you, Jack.
It's amazing.
He just like run in here and did that.
We keep Jay in the...
And he speaks so fast.
We keep him in a cage in the corner. And then when we do the Troy King spot, he comes up, he grabs that mic, open mic, and he...
And he's Johnny on the spot. I mean, he's just like that.
Hey, get back over here, would you? Jay, seriously. Jay.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Thank you. Now you can go back to your cage. Go back to your cage. We'll be back.
I keep having this dream. I'm at a party. There's people throwing drinks and screaming, telling me that I don't belong. Lately, life's been the same. I find this comfortable place with all my friends, and then my friends start telling me that I...
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, 3 men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
Need a new heating and cooling system? Call the friendly folks at LukeWire for a high-efficiency carrier system. Right now, purchase a new carrier system with 0% financing up to 36 months. By upgrading to a new energy-efficient system, you can reduce your utility bill, which will help offset the cost of a new system. And, as always, get the benefit of LukeWire's tech-savvy staff and outstanding customer service. Not ready to replace your system? Call LukeWire today and save $20 on an AC, heating, or plumbing repair when you mention this ad. With over 34 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. At LukeWire, you don't have to give up on quality to save on a new heating and cooling system. Act fast to take advantage of these limited-time offers. Turn to the experts at LukeWire for Carrier. Call us or visit acbylukewire.com today for all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. That's acbylukewire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LukeWire.
License number 84417.
No other vehicle quite matches the Mercedes-Benz C-Class, so let's compare it to a cheetah. The cheetah's sleek body is the essence of speed and efficiency. The seductive silhouette and sleek curves of the C-Class sedan match it line for line. The cheetah uses its tail to maneuver with ease. The C-Class's dynamic select changes the sedan's driving characteristics with the simple flip of a switch. The cheetah can turn in midair while sprinting. We're working on it. There's never been a better time to bring out the beast in you. Experience the 2018 C300 Sports Sedan, starting at just $40,250. Test drive one today. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
MSRP for a 2018 C300 Sports Sedan excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep. Options, swap availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Visit Jack Inger Motors on the Eastern Boulevard for exceptional offers on a Mercedes-Benz.
Glass. We literally take glass for granted. Just think about it. Every day we get in our cars, head out for the day, and do we ever say, thank you, glass? Thank you for keeping the bugs out of my mouth. Thank you for keeping the rain out. Thank you, glass, for just being glass. And besides having glass to protect us and keep us comfortable, glass can also be used to decorate your house, place of worship, or even your storefront. So do yourself a favor and call Independent Glass at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. Or contact them online at independentglassco.com. Independent Glass, where you should go for home, commercial, or auto glass needs.
Blue Water Broadcasting invites you to the Alabama National Fair, October 27th through November 5th at Garrett Coliseum. Don't miss Brother Osborne, Saturday, October 28th. Then on Friday, November 3rd, it's the Hometown Showcase presented by Blue Water Broadcasting and the Montgomery Area Musicians Association. The concerts are free with fair admission. Be sure and join News Talk 93.1 at the Blue Water booth on the Midway. Meet the personalities, play the only free games on the Midway, and win surprises. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start. Going to California with an aching in my heart.
Welcome back into News Review. Just 6 minutes till the top of the hour.
Can we just let this song play out till the top of the hour?
Flowers in her hair.
I love this song. I'm not going to do this next part, though, because I've been a little high. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. 272-9228. Don't forget about our friends over at Pet Partners. I'm talking about Pam and Roxanne over at Pet Partners. These are the guys who started the underground fence business in Montgomery back in 1992. They've been doing it for 25 years. They've learned a thing or two along the way about customer service and about using the highest quality materials. They service any brand. So no matter what brand you have. Now, they can do a home install. I mean, they can do a fresh install. Works for cats. Works for dogs. They can do indoor. They can do outdoor. And the wireless barriers indoor is a really cool feature.
Oh, it's amazing.
It can keep your pets off of certain couches, out of certain rooms, out of the door. If you had a cat that slips out a lot, you know, slinks out the side door, you got a dog that, a little yippy dog that runs out
real
fast.
Yeah, you just have this little thing that just sits on the table and it makes a barrier and keeps them off the carpet.
It's absolutely fantastic. They have so many different solutions for everything you need. You must call Pam and Roxanne over at Pet Partners. Doesn't matter what brand you have. Doesn't matter who you're currently using. Doesn't matter if you don't have anything at all. Call them first. 365-5678. Write that number down. 365-5678. You can check them out online on Facebook. Just search Pet Partners in Montgomery here. Or online, petpartnersdogfence.com. That's Pam and Roxanne, 365-5678. Bo Holt.
Hey, Mr. Obvious. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, I'm glad you called, Bo. What seems to be wrong today?
Well, I wanted to call to announce real quick. There's a Jim Gilmore meeting this evening over at the Holt Estate, and your presence is definitely and requested.
Yeah, I may show up. I don't know about. I heard there was some. Some problems at the last Gilmore meeting.
Yeah, that's what I was. First of all, I want to say what you just said.
Hold on. Let me rephrase that. I got a phone call about 11 o'clock at night at the last Gilmore meeting, and I had to return that phone call. And it seemed like there was scandal afoot.
Oh, there was a scandal.
Before I forget, that saying that you just said, Baron, that needs to be on a T-shirt about, you know, what Trump was doing while the left was being. That needs to be a News and Views T-shirt. That's the funniest thing you've ever said on the air.
That would be good for a News and Views T-shirt.
Yeah, we had some uninvited attendees want to show up. Yeah, I mean, cause everybody wants to be a part of the...
Well, Gilmore's a popular man.
Yeah, I was afraid that 84 was going to be afraid I was abandoning him for a second.
Oh, he did abandon me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen a man that big move that fast.
But I think I knocked the house off the conventional slab.
That may be why the door started leaking.
Let me tell my version of the story. I'm driving my daughter to Charlotte, and I get a call. It's probably 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. I don't know. And I look down, and I can't remember.
It was 10:33. I know exactly when it was.
It was either 84 or Bo. Somebody called, and I looked down, and I thought, I'll call back in just a minute. So I call back, and I get an inebriated Bo Holt on the phone. And Bo says, Baron, you'll never believe what just happened. I was on my porch, and two men just rolled up on our porch. And I said, well, what'd you do? He said, I ran inside. 84 probably thought I abandoned him. And I was thinking, you just told me you abandoned him.
I ran inside to get adequate protection, and I came right back.
Durex?
84 will vouch for me on that.
I didn't know it was that kind of a party.
Had to show up.
That was just, you know, because...
Who's going to be there?
Hey, they are strangers. You wouldn't need adequate protection.
I'm a good 50 yards off the street, and, you know, I see people walk up and down there on Lane Road all the time. The thing is, since Clay's truck was sitting there, and we weren't paying attention, it blocked the view of the driveway, and all of a sudden, two guys are just... Or one of them comes on my porch, and the other one's hiding behind 84's truck. And they're asking for some for gas money, and that was when, like I said, I mean, I got.
No, they were asking for lawnmower gas.
Yeah, was that what lawnmower? I don't. I got it. Lisa was.
Yes,
like,
so you had left me abandoned at the time. The nefarious character.
Bo, I'm
making
his
request.
Glad you called in while 84 was here because I needed to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, no, I ran inside to grab. You know, I'm trying to be careful.